For 30 years, the most popular hard drug in the Czech Republic has been the Czech-made methamphetamine pervitin. Recently, however, the Czech anti-drug authorities have noticed that the price as well as popularity of cocaine is on the increase. Does this mean that as Czechs have become richer, their drug habits have also changed? Jan Richter reports.
10 years ago, cocaine use was almost exclusively confined to the rich here in the Czech Republic, and cocaine was typically imported and distributed by foreigners. Now, Czechs are bringing the drug into the country, often via Holland, in large quantities. Jaroslav Hájek is from the National Drug Headquarters.
In the year 2005 was seized in case Attila around 160 kilograms cocaine, which was seized from the route Netherlands Antilles to Netherlands. It was organized from Czech Republic, and the criminals were mostly Slovak and Czechs. We have evidence that price fall down, availability of cocaine is bigger, and there are more users of cocaine.
Pervitin, also known as methamphetamine, on the other hand, is a local invention. It has similar effects to cocaine, but has always been much cheaper because it can be prepared from freely available medicines. With more cocaine imported to the Czech market, and with its price going down, could cocaine replace pervitin as the most popular hard drug in the Czech Republic? Jaroslav Hájek suggests that this might be behind the considerable drop in the price of cocaine.
There are a couple of reasons why cocaine is coming to Czech Republic and the price is falling down. But most probably, most official reason might be that drug cartels and drug traffickers wants to receive Czech market. So they are trying to change the most common drug pervitin instead of their cocaine. So they are trying to fall down the price.
But most anti-drug experts claim that the tradition and the availability of pervitin makes its position so exclusive that no foreign competition, not even cocaine, can replace it. They also suggest cocaine is increasingly popular because it is a trendy drug to take. I asked Alice Holečková, the head of drop-in street workers in Prague, if she thought that cocaine might eventually take pervitin's position on the Czech market.
I don't think so. Maybe if access to pervitin and heroin is restricted by law or other repressive measures, cocaine may temporarily be more popular than those two drugs. But I don't think this would be a permanent situation. I believe that cocaine will not be pushed away, but it will be just one of the less popular substances.
Alica Holečková of Prague's Drop-In Drug Center, ending that report by Jan Richter.